Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The 65th annual Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Awards ceremony was held on Wednesday at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. The yearly banquet honors individuals and businesses within the community who exemplify resilience, innovation, and outstanding contributions to the region. Taking home the top honors this year, Peninsula Community Health Services was awarded Business of the Year. Joe Gilman, production supervisor at Kenai River Brewing Company and part owner of Kenai Joe's Tap House, was named Person of the Year. And Siam Noodles owner Suanasa Piwan won People's Choice Award.
We're very shocked and surprised and very humbled.
That's PCHS Chief Compliance and Risk Officer Mandy Coyle, who accepted the Chamber Award on behalf of the company, along with Chastity Swafford of PCHS Operations and Coordination Support. Peninsula Community Health Services was officially incorporated in 2008 and has quickly risen to widespread prominence across the Kenai Peninsula. Coyle credited the right leadership and mindset for the company's success and contributions to the community.
We have a really good leadership team that is always thinking globally, thinking of the future. We're always taking into consideration what the community needs and looking forward to the community's needs, trying to anticipate those needs. And so I think that really helps with our growth. We're continually looking for those service lines that would enhance the community.
Taking home other awards this year, Lacey Kelly won President's Choice Award. Nila Sanchez from Yo Tacos was given the Dan Gensel Commitment to Youth. See the full list of award winners by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Soldotna's Vice Mayor Lisa Parker was elected president of the Alaska Municipal League. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
The Alaska Municipal League, which represents over 97% of Alaska's residents, has obtained a new president for the organization. Soldotna's Vice Mayor Lisa Parker was elected president for the Alaska Municipal League at the 74th Local Annual Government Conference at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage that was held on December 9th through the 13th of this year. Vice Mayor Parker on her new role.
During the legislative session, if there are issues that is of a concern to the municipal league that comes up, that there's a hearing in the legislature, I may be asked to testify on that here in the next year. That's the main area.
The Alaska Municipal League is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization representing 165 cities, boroughs, and unified municipalities across Alaska. With KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
A Nikiski man was arrested on Thursday for a series of terroristic threats he made against employees at the Nikiski pool, which included threats of physical harm and destruction of property. According to charging documents, 50-year-old Nikiski resident John Sokor made a series of threats in voicemails left at the Nikiski pool and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor's Office. On December 11th, Sokor arrived at the Nikiski pool and was described as loud and argumentative and announced he was carrying a concealed firearm by, quote, lifting up his jacket as if he were going to brandish the firearm he was carrying. At that time, charging documents also say Sokor was loud and verbally aggressive and even, quote, made a statement about being able to shoot his dog in the head. After these visits, Sokor left threatening voicemails with both the Nikiski pool on December 13th and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor's Office on December 13th and December 13th. Court documents say in one voicemail, Sokor threatened gun violence against people at the pool. Sokor was remanded to Wildwood Correctional Complex for charges of terroristic threat, assault, and misconduct involving weapons. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.